Let's take it from the top again. Sadi Hayim Aleph. Top of the Omer, the Mishnah says, Ma bein Pesach Rishon L'Sheni. What's the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? So the Mishnah says, HaRishon, the first Pesach, Aser Bebal Yirah Bayimata. You can't have any, you can't see any, you can't find any Chameitz. The Iser Chameitz exists in Pesach Rishon. However, Vasheni, Chameitz and Matzah Imo Bebayis. That you're allowed to have Chameitz and Matzah together in the house, meaning there's no Iser Chameitz in regards to Pesach Sheni. And the second difference is Harishon Ton Halel. The first Pesach requires Halel Bachilasol. While eating the Karban Pesach, you're supposed to sing Halel. Hasheni Ain Ton Halel Bachilasol. When it comes to Pesach Sheni, while eating the Karban Pesach, there's no need to recite Halel. However, Zevizet Ton Halel Bachilasol. While doing the Karban, Yuzuntai, while shechting it, while doing the Zrika, and doing the whole process of the Karban Pesach, both Zevizet Ton Halel, both require Halel during the making of the Karban Pesach. So Halel is in fact cited two times. It's done, said once, we saw in a Mishnah several weeks ago, that while the Kohen would bring the Karban Pesach, they would recite Halel, and then the Levim would repeat it until they got to the next stage. Machlok is where the Levim or the Bailim would be saying Halel. And the second Halel that would be said was during the Achila, eating the Karban Pesach in their homes. So in regards to the Asiyah, both of them required Halel. In regards to the Achila, only Pesach Rishon required Halel.
The
same one that we said today? Yeah. Sorry, exactly. Mm-hmm. Says the Mishnah, finishing off, V'nechalon al tzli, both of them are eaten roasted, the Karban Pesach is roasted, al matzah merom, and they're eaten with, alongside the matzah and the maror, you have the sandwich, V'dochen and Shabbos, both of them are docha as a Shabbos. Now the top toast is, we don't have too much time today, 6:40 is davening, right?
Seven.
Oh, regular. Oh, I thought it'd be 6:40. Oh.
I would have thought so, okay,
fine. Oh, I didn't prepare any extras. Okay, so that's what we have. So Tosos says that top Tosos Ma Bein Rishon L'Sheni. He quotes a Tosefta in Perkhas, Kotani Nami HaRishon Nishcha BeGimel Kitos Ve'Ein HaSheni Nishcha BeGimel Kitos. We have the Mishnah that said they were divided into three different groups Pesach Rishon, and that was only by the Pesach Rishon. Regardless. Pesach Sheni, they did not divide everything up into three different groups. That's another difference. That's mentioned in the Tosefta. The Hachatanan here in our in the Gemara, it's mentioned a different Vishara Dishire. Our Mishra Gemara is going to tell us that certain things were left off the list. That's the Mishra oftentimes doesn't have a completely exhaustive list. Nami Biker Dal Yomim Dilese B'Sheni. Another difference is the Gemara tells us that before bringing the Karban Pesach, it requires Dalet Bikur it has to be checked for 4 days prior to Pesach Rishon. You have to check over the animal 4 days before him. That Dilesa B'Sheni, that doesn't exist in regards to Pesach Sheni, Kidamrin B'Gemara, the Gemara tells us tomorrow's daf. U'Tosefta D'lo Katani Bikur, why did the Tosefta leave it out? D'lo K'chashev Elohanach Shonagin B'Pesach Levado U'Bikur Noag Nami B'Tamin. The reason why the Tosefta left the din of Bikur, the 4 days of testing out, checking out for any mumim on the Karban, is because the Tosefta only listed things that existed exclusively to the Karban Pesach. Things that existed by the Karban Pesach and another Karban, Bikur, existed by the Karban Tumim as well, that wasn't mentioned on the list. Only things that were exclusive to the Karban Pesach were mentioned on the list in the Tosefta. Okay, so those are some of the differences we find between the Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, Kechol Chukas HaPesach, Yasu Oso, like all the chukas, like all the halachas that apply to the Pesach Rishon, one should do the Pesach Sheni. Therefore, this pasuk I assume is found in Parshas Baaloscha. All right, Parshas Baaloscha is where we're taught the halachas of Pesach Sheni. So the pasuk says all the halachas are done by the Pesach, meaning the Pesach Rishon, you should apply to Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara says b'mitzvah shebegufo hakasim midaber. The pasuk is talking about those things which are relevant to the actual guf of the karbon. Mitzvah she'al gufo minayin. How do I know things that are on top of it? Not directly on it, like, not, what's the best way to say this? Let's see, Rashi tells us examples. Look at Rashi, three lines from the top. B'mitzvah she'begufo ha'kasa medaber. Lo riba es ha'sheni din rishon. We only connect sheni to rishon el b'mitzvah she'begufo k'gon tzedav vodasa v'achilas tzli. Things are actually done to the actual karbon, meaning the way the avoda, the shechting, the sprinkling of the blood, the way you roast it. What about things that are not connected to the body, like getting rid of the sor, getting rid of the chametz? What about those halachas? And what's mitzvah sha'al gufo minayin, Rashi says? Kigon matzah umar shein dvar macherim uban choven lo. Things that are external to the Karban Pesach yet brought along with them, that's considered mitzvah sha'al gufo, kigon matzah umar. So the Gemara says again, mitzvah sheba gufo, that actually applies to the actual gufo of the Karban Pesach, hakasa medaber, what about mitzvah sha'al gufo? What about matzah umar? How do I know those also apply to the Pesach sheni? Tamalomar al matos umirom yochlu. The pasuk says also this in Parsha Balos that says explicitly you have to also eat the Karban Pesach with matzah umar. Yachal afil mitzvah shelo al gufo. I would think maybe things that don't apply to the guf at all, which were things like not having chametz, maybe that should also apply to the Pesach sheni. Tamalomar ve'etzem lo yishru ba. The pasuk says also in Baloscha, don't break the bone of the Karban Pesach. Just like breaking the bone is something that applies to the guf, the Karban Pesach, so to any other mitzvah that applies to the guf of the Karban Pesach, to exclude things that are external, like the chametz, iser chametz, that does not apply to Pesach Sheni. Comes along Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Yasu also bin mitzvah shebegufo hakasav medaber. So Rashi explains, what is Isi ben Yehuda coming to add? Omer, Isi ben Yehuda Omer says, Rashi, Eino tzarech lo yishpru. You don't need the pasuk of lo yishpru, of that, the iser of breaking the bones. That's not the source. Elo limeid acher, come on. That's the reason why it mentions don't break the bones for Pesach Sheni, even though it mentions it by Pesach Rishon already. That's for another reason the Gemara will tell us why later. The also mitzvah shebegufa mashma, because this pasuk, Yasu Oso, that's what Yasu Oso sounds like, things that apply to the guf itself. Oso, to it, to the Karban Pesach, that alone excludes things that are external, such as Isser Chametz. Etzem lo yishpru bo is unnecessary, that's taught for a different pasuk. So says the Gemara, Amar Ma, quotes from a previously stated Gemara, Yachal af mitzvah shelo al gufo, one might think even things that don't apply to the guf of the Karban Pesach should also apply to Pesach Sheni. What do you mean? The Gemara already initially said that only things that are actually applied to the guf of the Karban Pesach. How then does the Gemara have a habmina to start extending it to things that are not nogeya to the guf? So the Gemara clarifies. Hachi kamar. Hashad amris al mitzvos umarom yochluhu. So once the pasuk extended it to things that don't apply to the guf anymore, things like maramata, which is external to the Karban Pesach, once we've established that in the pasuk, Alma Yasu Oso, Lav Dafku, therefore we see that the word Yasu Oso, things that you do to the guf, is Lav Dafku. It doesn't really mean Yasu Oso, because the pasuk elsewhere extends it to things that are not Oso. So then, Ema, I would therefore have concluded, Havale Kiprat Uklal, it's like a Prat Uklal where there's a detail, specific thing, and then Klal, which is an expansion, Benasa Klal Mosif Al Prat, it became, when there's a Prat and a Klal, which in this case, the Prat is, you can only apply it to the detail to things that apply to the guf of the Karban Pesach. And then another pasuk says, no, apply it to even matzah marorim. We're expanding the application of it. That becomes something called naaseh klal mosif al prat. That's where the klal expands upon the prat. And then vafilo kol mili. Now, I would have thought everything should be included. Again, we initially started with the pasuk yasu oso. You should only apply things to the Pesach Sheni that apply to the oso, to the guf of the Pesach Rishon. Then the pasuk says matzahs marorim yochlu. You should also have matzahs marorim on it. That expands the halacha. So maybe everything should be included, even the iser chametz, which is even more external to the Karban Pesach. Kamash Milan comes along the pasuk and says ve'etzim lo yishpru bo. No, only things that apply to the actual cheftza of the Karban Pesach, not things that are completely external, such as the iser chametz. So says the Gemara now, Isi ben Yehuda, hi etzim my avidle. So Isi ben Yehuda says you don't need that whole discussion. The word pasuk Yasu Oso says things that apply to the cheftza. So why does the pasuk then have to repeat by Pesach Sheni that you can't break the bones? The issue of breaking the bones already exists by Pesach Rishon. Through the pasuk Yasu Oso, that halacha, that pasuk will also apply to Pesach Sheni. So why does the pasuk in Balotzcha have to repeat again, don't break the bones? We already know that. So my Avile, what did he do with this? So Gemara answers, me Baile, he needs it for the following. To teach me that even whether it's a bone that has moach, has the bone marrow inside, which is edible, whether it's a bone that has no marrow inside of it, both those halachas will apply. Right, because if you only had one pasuk that you can't break the bones, I would have thought, oh, the only issur to break bones is where there's no food inside. But maybe if there's food inside, you'd be allowed to break the bone to get to the food. So therefore, the pasuk says again, you can't break the bones and parshas balos, because they tell me that no bones are allowed to be broken. Now, Rabbanon, hayasu oso mayav delay. So Rabbanon, who learned the pasuk from not breaking the bones, that's their source, that only things that apply to the guf of the Karban Pesach apply to the Karban Pesach Sheni. What do they do with the word yasu oso? That word seems to be unnecessary. So my avdilei. So mi barley, they need it for the following. Shein shochtin es a pesach al hayochid v'kamadev shel hadurim hadriyam. You don't shecht the Karban Pesach for one individual. From the fact that Pasuk says yasu oso, they should shecht oso the Karban Pesach, tells me that a yochid, one, an individual, cannot have his own chabura. I can't just bring my own seh and say shecht Karban Pesach for me, I'm going to eat it alone. Yasu oso, you have to have at least two people in the chabura. That's what he learns from Yasu Oso. Says the Gemara now, Tanu Rabban, halfway down, Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oso. This is again the Pasuk in Baloscha. All the halachas that apply to Pesach Rishon should apply to Pesach Sheni. Yachal, one might think, Kishem Shehar Rishon Asr B'Bal Yor B'Yimotze, just like there's an Issa Tev Chametz, you can't see it, you can't find any Chametz in regards to Pesach Rishon. Kach Sheni Asr B'Bal Yor B'Yimotze, maybe by Pesach Sheni the same halacha should apply. You shouldn't be allowed to have any Chametz by Pesach Sheni. Tamil Omer Al Matzos Merom Yochlu, that the Matzos Umarar you can eat. So what does that halacha teach me? I think we have to read a little bit further than Gemara. So what Gemara says, Ainli Elam a mitzvah asay, to only know from the pasuk of Matzos Merom that the mitzvah asay apply. What's the mitzvah asay? Maror is a mitzvah asay, Matz is a mitzvah asay. So pasuk tells me only mitzvah asay apply to Pesach Sheni. However, what about mitzvah lo asay? Minayin? How do I know lavim apply to Pesach Sheni also? Tamiloma lo yashir mimenu ad boker, the pasuk says in regards to, again, this is talking about Pesach Sheni. It says, don't leave over. You're not allowed to have no sar. You can't leave over. That's a lav. So now I know, v'ein li ela mitzvah lo asay sheni tekla asay. So now I know mitzvah asay applied to Pesach Sheni, which is, again, eating matzah, eating mara. And now I know a lav of nosar applies. The Gemara says it's not just any lav, though. Ein li ela mitzvah lo asay sheni tekla asay. I only know a lav that has an asay that could fix it, because nosar is a lav, but it's fixable, because the next morning you're supposed to burn it. You're sorry for it. So this I only know from this, mitzvah lo asay sheni tekla asay. What about mitzvah lo sase gamer? What about a full bona fide lo sase? What about that? How do I know that applies? Minayin. Tamin lomer ve'etam lo yishpru bo. So you can't break any of the bones. That's a lav. You can't break the bones. It's just to break bones. So now I know mitzvah sase apply. Mitzvah lo sase shenik lase applies. And now I know mitzvah lo sase gamer applies.
What mitzvah sase applies? Mitzvah sase what?
Mitzvah sase, a positive commandment such as matos umar mara.
All mitzvah sase.
All.
Same that was in first Pesach.
Exactly.
What is the second one?
Mitzvah lo sase shenite klase. A lav, which is in this case no sar, you can't leave it over. It's fixable by burning it the next morning. You could undo the lav by burning it the next morning. So that I learned from the pasuk lo yashir mimenu ad boker.
Okay.
And then the third category is a lo sase stam, no fixing.
So what's the difference between the second and third one?
So one is where it can be fixed by an assay. It's not such a bad lav because the next morning if I burn it, I've undone my lav.
Okay.
The next one is a lav. I violate a lav, there's no way to fix it. If I break the bone, that's a lav. There's no assay, there's no fixing the lav. It's a lav. So it's a much more severe avera. So those are three categories that are included in Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara says now, map haprat, just like the details in the pasuk, mifurash are explicit, that are mitzvah assay, one category. Velos assay, shinita klasay, category 2. V'los aseh gamor, and that's the third category, just like those are the details in Pesach Sheni. Af kol mitzvah aseh, v'los aseh, shini tek laseh, v'los aseh gamor, b'chlola. So I would think any aseh, any lav shini tek laseh, any lav gamor would all be included. So that has to answer our question about chametz does not apply. That's our whole goal here, is to tell us how chametz does not apply. So I'm not sure if the Gemara is just finished as of yet, though. Okay, so let's see. So the Gemara says, When the pasuk says we learn from matzah maror that all mitzvahs asay apply, well, which other mitzvahs asay are there? What other mitzvahs asay apply to the Karban Pesach? We know one of them is matzah, one of them is maror. That the pasuk tells me explicitly. What's included? What's not explicit that the pasuk is coming to include? So Gemara says tliyesh. So tliyesh, that is a mitzvah asay to roast it. That's another mitzvah asay that's included based on this pasuk. Then the Gemara says bifrata mai mimaitle. So what's the detail? What's it coming to exclude? So what's the mitzvah asay is coming to exclude? Not all mitzvah asay are included. Only one that the pasuk is coming to include. One that we included was tliyesh. What are we excluding? Mimaile hashvasos or getting rid of chametz. The iser chametz does not apply. There's a mitzvah say to burn to get rid of the chametz. That's what's being excluded. That's our answer. Then the Gemara says ipach. So I say the opposite. Maybe you should say the pasuk is coming to include getting rid of chametz, but excluding the halacha, the mitzvah say of roasting. Why are we doing the other way around? Why are we dafka including roasting and excluding chametz? Maybe it should be the other way around. So Gemara says, "Ana mitzvah, mitzvah adugufe adif, because mitzvah adugufe is better, because tliyesh applies, roasts the Karban Pesach itself. The getting rid of the chametz is completely external to the Karban Pesach, so I'd prefer to include something that applies to the actual cheft of the Karban Pesach, and to exclude something that's completely external. So that's what the Gemara says. That's how we know chametz does not apply to Pesach Sheni. Now the Gemara goes on to analyze the Brice even further. Bichlala, what's included in the pasuk d'lo yashir mimenu ad boker, mai kamarbile? So the pasuk told us that lav shenitek la'asei applies, because no sar is a lav, which can be fixed in the morning. What's that pasuk, what's the extra mitzvah it's coming to include? So the pasuk says, comes to include, lo sotzi mimenu, you're not allowed to take the Karban Pesach outside the chabura. And if you do take it out to the chabura, you're able to, of course, fix it by bringing it back into the chabura. That's the all other mitzvah. That's the other lo sasei shenitek la'asei that applies to the Pesach Sheni. Now, befrata ma'ikum ma'ile, what's it coming to exclude this halach? Which lav anitek la'asei is it coming to exclude? Lo yirav lo yimatze, you cannot see it and you can't find anything. That lav, those lavim do not apply, because that's a lav anitek la'asei also. Because what happens if I find chametz and Pesach? I could just burn it. So that's a lav nitek la'asei that does not apply to Pesach Sheni. That's being excluded from the pasuk of lo yashu men ad boker. The pasuk says, Gemara says rather, let's skip the parentheses. We generally skip parentheses. Let's skip now the last line of the Gemara. Ipachana, let's switch around. I'm going to say, really, maybe you should include the iser of seeing chametz, and you should exclude the iser of taking it outside your chabura. Why is it the other way around? Answer the Gemara, mitzvah du gufei adav. Again, I'd rather include the one that applies to the actual cheft of the chamei, of the Karban Pesach. The iser of taking out the Pesach outside your chabura, that applies to the cheft of the Karban Pesach. The iser of not having chametz and not having chametz, that's completely external. That's why we prefer to exclude the external one and include the one that applies to the actual guf of the Karban Pesach. Then the Gemara says, bechlolo de etzem lo yishbru bo. Included is the iser, don't break the bones. So my kamarbi, which lav gomer now is being included from the iser of breaking bones? So Gemara says, al tochlu mimenu no, that the lav is you cannot eat it in this state of being raw, or maybe like somewhere in the middle, undercooked. Has to be, you can't eat it undercooked. That's the lav applies also to Pesach Sheni. So Gemara says, bifrata my kamimai, what's being excluded from this lav gomer? Says the Gemara, lo sishkan achametz dam zivchi. So you can't shecht it while having chametz. So that does not apply. That is, when it comes to Pesach Rishon, you cannot perform the shechita. The kohen can't have any chametz. Any of the members of the chabur can't have any chametz. That lav does not apply to Pesach Sheni. That's being excluded from this lav. So the Gemara asks once again, Ipachana, let's switch it around. Why not include the iser tef chametz while shechting it and exclude the iser of having it undercooked to the Pesach? The Gemara answers once again, mitzvah the guf adif. We'd prefer to choose something, a mitzvah that applies to the actual Karban Pesach and exclude something that doesn't apply to the Karban Pesach. Okay, that concludes that discussion.
That's one part of the Mishnah.
Right. So now it says the Gemara, quotes from the other part of the Mishnah, Harishon ton halel bechilasa, but the Sheni does not require. So this is one of the distinctions that Rishon does require halel during eating. Pesach Sheni does not require Hallel during the eating. So the Gemara wants to know, Menoha Nimile, how do we know this? So Amar Rabbi
Yochanan. The ceremony is not included Hallel. The first one has
Hallel during the eating. Second one does not have Hallel during the eating. So says the Gemara, Menoha Nimile, how do we know this? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Pasuk says, Hashir Yelachem. Hashir Yelachem. Kilel Hiskadesh Chag. So you should have a shir, you should have singing, like the night of the Iskadesh Chag, like the night of the Kedusha of the Chag. So says the Gemara, Laila HaMekudosh LeChag Tan Halel. So we see that the, I think it's talking about Le'os Lovo, and the right, Rashi says, Hashir Yelachem, 1, 2, 3, 5 lines from the top of Rashi. Hashir Yelachem, B'yom Shit Tigalu Min HaGalus. The day will, Mir Tashem soon will be redeemed from the exile. Pasuk says you're gonna have a shir. Read the pasuk again. Hashir, yeah. In that future, you have a shir. Yeah, lachem kilel eskadish chag, like the night of the kedusha chag. Like that hallel is the same type of hallel you're going to sing when we ultimately get redeemed. So the Gemara says, laila mekudosh lachag, a night that's mekudosh, that has kedusha of chag, ton hallel. Laila she'ein mekudosh lachag ain't ton hallel. So only a night that has kedusha yom tov requires hallel. A night that does not have Kedusha Yom Tov does not require Hallel. So Rashi explained, what does it mean? Kilel Hiskadish Chag. Kimosha Tem Noagim Lilel Hiskadish Chag. Like the times when you were knowing to sing during your Kedusha Yom Tov at night. Vein Lecha Laila Chag Latin Shira Chutz Mila Psachim Al Achilasa. The only Yom Tov we find there's such a Hallel is by Pesach. There's no Pesach at Hallel. There's no Hallel on Tzukis. There's no Hallel on nighttime during Shavuos. It has to be referring to Pesach Rishon. So Pesach. So Rashi continues. Leil haMekudosh LeChag Kigom Pesach Rishon. There's no at nighttime. We're talking about we're nighttime. So nighttime we already have a Mesorah to sing Hallel at nighttime at Pesach. But so Pasuk says only time there's Kedusha Yom Tov. There's no Kedusha Yom Tov when it comes to Pesach Sheni. So it must be referring to Pesach Rishon. So we see from this Pasuk that Pesach Rishon requires Hallel at nighttime, but not Pesach Sheni. If I remember correctly, I think this Pasuk is used by the Rambam and Rabbi Dei Machlokas. The status of Hallel. Is Hallel considered Deraisa? Is it considered something called Divrei Sofrim? Divrei Sofrim is somewhere in between. Divrei Sofrim is where something is sourced in the Nevi'im, or Ksuvim. I think Rambam calls it Divrei Sofrim. I think Ravid argues it's simply an Asmachta Ba'alma. Based on this pasuk, they have an argument about the status of Hallel in general. Well, the Hallel is Deraisa. Hallel might be Divrei Sofrim. Hallel might be simply Dirabanan.
The nighttime Hallel?
I think they use this pasuk.
That's what they're discussing.
Yeah, they're discussing Hallel in general, I think. But I think they use this pasuk. I think they use this pasuk. You have to look it up again. I think so. I wonder if I have it here in the back now. Again, if I knew we had more time, I would have done more preparation for this. Let's see.
We'll forgive you this time.
No, I'm upset myself. I love doing it. I'm not seeing anything here right off the bat. Nothing. Okay, but I believe this is, I think you're talking about Hallel in general. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Zev zed ta'un and Hallel b'asiyazon. However, both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni require Hallel while doing the actual Karan Pesach, meaning the Shechita and the Zrika, the Kabbalah, and all the other avodas necessary. So my time, what's the reason? Why is there no distinction here? So the Gemara says, Ibais ema laila kamimai yom lo kamimai. Because the pasuk, when we said there's a Hallel, only excludes the nighttime. That only at nighttime you need Kedushas Yom to say Hallel. So there's no Kedushas Yom when it comes to Pesach Sheni at nighttime. But only the nighttime has that prerequisite. It requires a Kedushas Yom. But when it comes to Yom, we could conclude that daytime does not require Kedushas Yom. So the daytime of Pesach Sheni would require Hallel. That's the first answer. V'bay same alternatively, Efsher Yisrael Shochtin es Pischeim. Is it possible? Does it make any sense that Klai Yisrael shechting the Pesach? They're taking their lulav, they're performing mitzvahs, and they're not reciting Hallel? Of course you have to say Hallel. Whenever you perform a mitzvah, you have to certainly say a Hallel. This is a very, very important understanding here. I'm trying to remember now. There are a few times, a few different types of Hallels we find throughout the calendar. So one of them, I'm trying to remember now what all of them are. Pashas is, Hallel is a certain amount of Hodah. giving thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why there's a famous understanding of the Ran brings down in Sukkah. The Hallel and Leil Seder is very different than the rest of Hallel, the rest of the year. Why? Because he says Hallel Leil Seder is meant to be more spontaneous. We're supposed to, based on the Rambam, we're supposed to say Kilu Yatsam Mitzrayim, as if we're actually leaving Mitzrayim right now. Not we're trying to remember what happened. We're trying to re-experience Yitzias Mitzrayim. So when we say Hallel there, so we're supposed to be experiencing the actual Gula, and Hallel should be spontaneous, the amount of Hodah that we have for Kadosh Baruch Hu. And there are differences. We never find that Hallel is said at nighttime, other than Pesach. We never find the Hallel split up. We split Hallel up in the Haggadah of the night, because it's a unique type of Hallel. There's a Machlokes, it's brought down in the Mishnah Yavetz, Rav Zsolti has a whole discussion about this piece. I think in general, Hallel can only be said in Lashon HaKodesh. But Hallel B'Leil Seder can be said in any Lashon. What's the difference? Because since Hallel is supposed to be my own personal feel, my experience, I could say it in any language that I understand, even in English, even whatever else, any language you understand. In general, when you say Hallel, it's simply just like reciting Hallel. So you have to just say it in Hebrew. But Leil Seder is different already. It's more spontaneous. So that type of spontaneity, that Hallel is more about an expression of Hodah, Simcha. But there's another Hallel brought down by this Gemara, is that Hallel is supposed to accompany any mitzvah. There's a different type of Hallel. The Ramban quotes this pasuk, this Gemara here. He thinks that Ramban writes in Sefer Mitzvos that Hallel is deraisa. And he quotes this concept here that we say it by Lulav, we say it by Pesach. He thinks Hallel is a din deraisa. And they also say, I'm sorry, in terms of discussion, I'm trying to remember, because, you know, lack of preparation, but trying to remember pulling out whatever I know, that the... it's a halacha, what's the ideal time to shake the lulav? Is it simply just to pick up, you know, take it up, you know, have the esrog, lulav, and you go to the mitzvah, and that's it? Or is there more beyond that? Is it supposed to do the nanuim during halal? So it's clear from this Gemara that the ideal time of lulav and halal is supposed to be together. How can I take the lulav and not say halal? So the whole idea is that when you have the lulav, you're supposed to say halal with it. So it's not simply to pick up the lulav and esrog, and that's it. It's supposed to dafka during halal have the lulav and esrog. That's why it's brought down when it comes to the discussion of buying a chinuch set for your kids, a lulav and esrog chinuch set. So why don't you give it to your son to shake it on his own? Why don't you buy your own thing? Even because the Mishnah Berurah paskins that you could give him a borrowed lulav and esrog. Ramoshi says better to give him his own esrog, lulav and esrog, because lachem, you have to own it. Mishnah Berurah says, no, you don't need that. You could simply give it to him to borrow. So there's no din of that. Why ever buy your son a chinuch set if you could just lend him yours if he's under the age of 13? So Mishnah Berurah writes that this way he can have his own dalmim to shake during halal. Because according to him, during halal is perhaps the ikar time of shaking the dalmim based on this gemara here. Okay, so let's go vayitu now. Nechol tzli, Gemara quotes the other part of the Mishnah that you eat the karen pesach while being roasted. Shabbos in tumalo. So the Mishnah also concludes saying that you could be docha Shabbos, Pesach Sheni is docha Shabbos also, but it's not docha Tuma. Masnis in the lo k'Rebbe Yehuda, our Mishnah does not go in accordance with the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda. Why? The Tana states the Brisa, docha es a Shabbos v'ein docha es a Tuma. The first opinion says it's docha Shabbos, but it's not docha Tuma. That's consistent with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says it's only docha Shabbos. Comes along Rebbe Yehuda in the Brisa and says, Omer, af docha es a Tuma. No, it's even docha Tuma. It's docha Shabbos and Tuma. My time, the Tanakhama. Why does the Tanakhama say it's only that Pesach Sheni is only Docha Shabbos, but not Tuma? Bipnei Tuma, Dichyaso, Yachsev Yasev Tuma. What's the reason why he didn't do the Pesach Rishon? Because he was in the state of Tuma in the first place. So we're going to tell him, don't do Pesach Rishon, but do Pesach Sheni while you're Tuma also. He didn't fix anything. He didn't do anything different. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, HaTorah, Rabbi Yehuda says, HaTorah Chazra Lav Lasos Betara, Lo Zacha Yasev Tuma. The Torah gave him a second chance to do Betara. If he wasn't Zocha to be Tower again, so the Tower says, okay, fine, it's enough. You could do Batumah as well. Don't be so hard on the guy. So that's Machlokas, Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. But what comes out is, our Misha is not, in accordance to the Rabbi Yehuda, our Misha only allows the Pesach Sheni to be Docha Shabbos, but does not allow our Pesach Sheni to be Docha Tumah. Taner Rabbanan, Gemara quotes another Brisa, Pesach Rishon, Docha Shabbos, Pesach Sheni, Docha Shabbos. Pesach Rishon, Docha Tumah, Pesach Sheni, Docha Tumah. So it sounds like they're pretty much the same, like Rabbi Yehuda. Pesach Rishon Ta'on Lina, Pesach Sheni Ta'on Lina. So what is Lina? They both require Lina. So let's look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Lina is the Pesach Sheni Miyay. Ava, I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong Rashi. I was reading Laila. Tanlina, there we go. Laila Harishon Yolim B'Yushalayim. The first night of Pesach, you're supposed to sleep over in Yushalayim, stay in a hotel, stay at a friend, sleep over. Mikan Ve'ilach, from here on in, after the first night, Rasha L'dura Chutz L'choma B'Chutz Toch L'chom. After that, you're allowed to sleep outside the walls of Yushalayim, but inside the Tchum. V'haynu L'halecha L'oil Shechutz L'choma. Little base of mamish to hayom tefav. You can't sleep mamish outside the. You don't have to sleep dafka in your house, but you can't leave outside the tchum. According to Rashi, however, the law was lina mean. Lina means to sleep overnight. The first night you have to sleep over in Yerushalayim. There's a very long tosus here. Tosus seems to argue, and the tosus comes up in many places in Shas. But he argues in the definition of lina. He seems to say the Gemara elsewhere sounds like you require lina all 7 nights. You have to sleep over in Yerushalayim all 7 nights of the Yom Tov. So I don't remember exactly what he explains here, but we'll go with Rashi. The lina means to sleep overnight. So says the Gemara now. Doches atuma, the Bryce that says that Pesach Sheni is doches atuma. Keman, who does that go according to? That goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that Pesach Sheni can be doches atuma. So Gemara says, is that really true? Rabbi Yehuda telling lina? Does Rabbi Yehuda require lina sleeping overnight? Of Hatanya, the Bryce says. Yehuda Omer Minayin lePesach Sheni Shein Tol Nina, that you don't have to sleep overnight for Pesach Sheni. Shneamar Ufanisa Vaboker V'Lachta Lecha. By morning time, you could go back to your tent. Uksiv Sheishes Yomim Tocha Matos. And then right after that, it says that you should eat matzah for 6 days. So he says Hanecha LeShisha Tol Nina. Only that Pesach that requires 6 days of eating matzah requires Lina. That Pesach Rishon. Sheinecha l'shisha, the days that don't require 6 days, namely Pesach Sheni, ain't tal lina. So you see, lina and shishas yom are dependent on each other. So how could this brisa be Rabbi Huda? On one hand, it sounds like Rabbi Huda because the brisa says it's docha tuma. That's what Rabbi Huda says.
When you say docha tuma, that means that the Pesach Sheni, you're not allowed to bring in tuma the korban, or that
right.
Was it?
The Pesach Sheni cannot be brought. If the opinion says that it can be. This machlok is where they can be brought to tuma. And this brice that says that it's doches tuma means you could push off or push off tuma. You could do it even though he's tummy. So initial part of the brice it sounds like it's with Rabbi Huda, because Rabbi Huda is the opinion that says you can be doches tuma. But then the second half that says lina applies to Pesach Sheni, that does not go according with Rabbi Huda, because Rabbi Huda we just saw in the brice that says lina does not apply to Pesach Sheni. So who's the author of this brice?
Tal lina is what required to sleep.
Yeah, you have to sleep overnight.
In Yerushalayim.
Right.
And Pesach Sheni is not required.
According to Rabbi Huda.
Yeah.
So who is the author of the Brice? It can't be Rabbi Huda, because Rabbi Huda doesn't hold that way by Lina. And to the Gemara, Trei Tanai Vali with Rabbi Huda. Really, two different opinions how Rabbi Huda understood things. Everybody agrees Rabbi Huda held that it requires that Pesach Sheni can be Docha Tuma. There was, however, Machlokes within Rabbi Huda whether you require Lina by Pesach Sheni or not. So our brisa that we initially brought says he does require lina by Pesach Sheni, and Rabbi Huda therefore is the author of this brisa. There is another opinion that the brisa that we brought in from outside, that brisa thought Rabbi Huda thought there was no lina according to Rabbi Huda. You don't require lina by Pesach Sheni. Okay, and it says the new Mishnah. HaPesach Shabbat Batuma, the Pesach that's brought Batuma, Pesach Rishon, that we allow you where most people are Tumas Meis, we don't allow the Zavim and the Zavos and the Nidos, and the Yodos, all other Tumas we do not allow to eat from this Karban Pesach. V'imachl, however, if they were to eat part of this Karban Pesach that was brought with Tumas Meis, Peturin Mikaris, they actually are exempt from any Karis. Which Karis are they referring to? So the halacha is, look at Rashi. Rashi says, V'imachl, Peturin Mikaris, De'ochel Kachim B'tuma. If you eat, if you're Tameh and you eat Kachim, normally you get Karis. K'digal the Brais B'gemara. Aval Rashi continues, Mbias Mikdash Lo Patrinu Rachmana. So there are two halachas. When you're Tameh, you cannot eat Kachim. If you eat Kachim in your Tameh, you get Karis. And if you enter the base of Mikdash, you get Karis as well. So this first opinion says, if you eat the Kachim of Karim Pesach while being in the state of Tumah, you're Pater from Karis in this case. Because since they were, well, Gemara will explain, but since they were Docha, this halacha in regards to Tumas Meis, that Tumas Meis are allowed to eat the Karim Pesach, they said others who will eat it also, even though the Chachila, Azov, and Zavos may not eat the Karim Pesach, if they do eat it, they don't get the punishment of Karis. But look at Rabbi Eliezer. The conclusion of the Mishnah says, Poter af al bias mikdash. He exempts him from even entering the Beis HaMikdash. Normally, a person who's Tameh who enters the Beis HaMikdash gets Karis. When the Karim Pesach is brought in the state of Tumah, they're exempt from Karis if they enter the Beis HaMikdash.
Pesach Sheni?
No, Pesach Rishon now. Now, the implication is that the Tanakama only exempts them from Karis from eating the Kachim B'Tumah. But it sounds like for entering the Beis HaMikdash, they would still get Karis, this particular lacha. So Gemara explains now, Tanur Rabbanon, Zavin, Vizavos, Nidos, Vyoldos, all these different types of Tumah. Shachlu b'Pesach, they eat the Karim Pesach, Shabbat b'Tumah, in a year where the Karim Pesach is brought b'Tumah, if they were eat, Yachol Yechayavim. You might think they get Chiv Karis, because they have no heter to eat the Karim Pesach, only Tumas Meis have a heter to eat the Karim Pesach. You would think they should get Chiv Karis. Tamilomar, Kol Tahor Yochal Basar. Anyone who's Tahor, the Pasuk says, should eat the Basar. V'nefesh Hashem Tochal Basar Mizzevach Hashamim Asher LaHashem V'tumaso Alav Nichrasa. The Pasuk says, anyone who's in general, anybody who's Tahor eats a Kachim. Anybody who's Tamei gets Karish feeding Kachim in general. So Gemara says, Nechal Torim, if the Kachim in general is being eaten by someone who's Tahor, then Chayav Malav Mishim Tamei. Then a person's Chiv Karis for eating it while he's Tamei. However, Rishayin Nechal Torim, where the Kachim is not being eaten by someone who's Tahor, Ein Tamein Chayav Malav Mishim Tamei. Then someone who's Tamei eats it is not going to get Chiv Karis. So in our case, where the Karim Pesach is not being eaten by someone who's Tahor, it's being eaten by someone who's Tamei, namely Tumas Meis. So then the other part of Pasuk doesn't apply either. Of the Chiv Karis does not apply to someone who's Tamei, who's not Tumas Meis, though. They will not get Karis. So again, just to say, just clarify, the only time someone Tamei who eats Kachim gets Karis is when the Kachim is being eaten by somebody who's Tahor. When it's not being eaten by someone in Tahor, there's no Chiv Karis. Then comes along Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Yachal Dach Huzavin. Perhaps the Zavim might push their way for Nichnasu La'Azara, and they're going to get their way inside the Azara, inside the Beis HaMikdash, for Pesach Abba B'Tumah, in a year where the Pesach is being brought B'Tumah, by the Tumas Meis. Yachol Yechayavim. You might think they should be Chayav for entering the Beis HaMikdash, because the Halach is, anybody who enters the Beis HaMikdash while being Tamei gets a Chiv Karis. So maybe they should get a Chiv Karis. Tam Lomar, Rabbi Elzar quotes a Pasuk, Vayishalchu min ha'machaneh, kol tarruah. You have to send away from the camps anyone who's Taras. The Chol Zav gets sent out of the camps. The Chol Tamei LeNefesh, anybody who's Tumas Meis. All these people get sent out of the camps because they're Tamei. So he concludes. He learns as follows. Bizman Shetumei Meisim Mishalchin. When the Tumas Meis gets sent outside the camps, then Zavim and Mitzaron Mishalchin. Then also the Zavim and Mitzaron and the other Tumas get sent out also. However, Ein Tumei Meisim Mishalchin. When the Tumas Meis do not get sent out, like in this case, the Karban Pesach that's brought in Tumah, that the Tumas Meis do not have to go out. They're allowed to come to the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Halacha follows as well. Ein Zav and Mitzvah on Mishtach. And then the Zav and Mitzvah also do not get sent out and will not get a Chiv Karis for entering the Beis HaMikdash. So Bar Rav Yosef, Yosef asks as follows. Dachku Tumei Meisim. Let's say Tumas Meis pushed their way in V'nichnesu L'hecha B'Pesach Abba B'Tumah, and they pushed their way into the Beis HaMikdash when the Pesach is brought B'Tumah. So they go inside the Heichal now. The Tumas Meis, people are allowed to go into the Azar, which is where the Mizbeach HaChitzon is. But now they push away into the Heichal, in the Kodesh, where the Mizbeach HaPnimi is, the inner part, where they're not allowed to go. Will they get Tumas Meis then? Will they get going too far inside? So do we say, Ma, what's the Lacha? Mi the Ishtri Tumas Azara, Ishtri Nami Tumas Heichal. Do we say it from the fact that there's no Isser to go into the Azara, there's Ishtari, we permit also the Eichal, the inner chamber. Odimla, or perhaps do we say, my the Ishtari Ishtari, my the Lo Ishtari. No, what's permitted is permitted, which is the Azara. What's not permitted is not permitted, and therefore the Eichal would not be permitted, they would get a Chiv Karis. So Amar Rabba responds, Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, Vayishalchu min ha'machana, they're sent from the encampments, Afilu miktas machana, even from part of the encampments they get sent out of. So look at Rashi. Rashi, around like 10 lines from the bottom, the Afilu Miktas Machane. He says, Apapish ain mishtalchen we call Machane Shechina, even though they're not sent out from the entire Shechina, Machane Shechina, the entire Beis HaMikdash is referred to Machane Shechina. Sherei mutar in Be'azara, because they're permitted to be in the Azara, which is part of the Makom Shechina, Tmei Meisim and Pesach HaBa B'Tumah. That's when they're permitted. Mishalchim Yom Mimiksas Min HaMeichal. They're still sent out from part of it. So Pasuk says again, Veishalchu Min HaMachana. Min HaMachana means from the encampment, from part of the camp. They're still sent out. So meaning you're allowed to take one machna and split it in half. Min HaMachana says from some of the camp, from some of the machna Shechina that sent out. So that's the answer, that there's, even though they're allowed to be in the Azara part of Machna Shechina, they still are sent out. They're not allowed to be in the Heichal of the Machna Shechina. So that's the first answer. Ikadam, the Gemara says there's another version of this discussion. On the Rava says, Amar Kra, Vayishalchum min HaMachana el mechutz l'machana tishalchum, the Pasuk. He reads the second half of the Pasuk, or really it's a different part of the Pasuk. It's a different Pasuk. The very next pasuk, you're sent from the camp, and you're sent to another camp, limachna, to a different camp. Kol heichad de karinam bay el mechutz lamachna tishalchum karinam bay vishalchum lamachna. Only when we send you to the next camp over are you not allowed to be in the entire machna shechina. But in the case of Tumei Meisim, we don't send them to another machna. We don't send them to an el machna. But since we don't send them to an el machna, there's no iser for them to be in the entire machna that they find themselves in. According to this Joshua, it turns out that they're actually allowed to be in even the heichal. Okay, so I guess we'll stop here. Sorry for finishing so early. But I guess
I'll
So I guess tomorrow we'll have to...